This is Brain Food, insights and discoveries from Northern Arizona. Avian ecologists are concerned that a warming, drying climate may negatively impact the population of golden eagles in the Southwest. In order to trap, track, and monitor their behavior, researcher Tom Korankiewicz with SWCA Environmental Consultants is leaving deer and elk carcasses near nesting sites north of Flagstaff.
We actually are baiting sites within breeding territories in an effort to supplementally feed females to see if we could increase their reproduction. All of that work is done in the dark of night. We don't want the eagles to see us, so this time of year, myself and our eagle biologist, we keep very odd hours.
Researchers are also rappelling down cliff sites to reach the nests and test for parasites that could kill eaglets. Korankiewicz believes northern Arizona's mild winters may increase the number of bugs that are harmful to the raptors.
There's certain insect arthropods like ticks and mites, the mites similar to our bed bugs, that inhabit these nests. And when the nests are used by breeding adults, these ectoparasites become alive again. There's essentially a meal, a blood meal. When the nestlings hatch, these ectoparasites are very good at detecting the nestlings, attaching themselves to get a blood meal to make more ectoparasites.
Korankiewicz hopes his research will lead to discoveries that will boost the number of golden eagles and improve their chances for survival. Brain Food is produced by KNAU, Arizona Public Radio. I'm Bonnie Stevens.